A new Hawaiian learning school is hoping to reach people at their homes, whether that's here in the islands or around the globe. Kahale Hoako was launched online this year as the pandemic moved most students to go virtual. A new keiki program aimed at kids aged 5 to 11 teaches Hawaiian language, music, chant, hula, arts, and crafts. Maile Naeho is a native Hawaiian educator and co-founder of Kahale Hoako. She spoke with Conversations' Jason Ubai about the genesis for this program.
I am a kumu, an educator in Hawaiian language, Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian history. I also teach the arts in all forms in our community here on Molokai. And I've been an educator for the last 20 years or so. My background comes from being a child of Kanaka Maoli descent. Went to Kamehameha schools most of my life and had somewhat of a foundation and identity, an idea of my identity, but I always felt like I couldn't fully connect. Probably the same issue that a lot of Kanaka Maoli face is that there's this disconnect that happened long ago, before we even came here. We don't really understand why. And so as I became older and in high school, I really, an interest sparked and a desire to further that knowledge and to regain that knowledge that I felt like was taken. And I really needed to give back to our people, especially because Kamehameha schools had really given me this mahalo. I felt like I needed to mahalo our ali'i, Powahi, and what she had blessed me with, and so I needed to pay it forward. And so I used a scholarship for Kamehameha Schools and put myself through University of Hawaii at Manoa and majored in Hawaiian Studies, attained my bachelor's in Traditional Society in Hawaiian Studies. I was the first graduating class at Kamaka Kuakalani Center for Hawaiian Studies, and just mentored by some really incredible kumu throughout my whole life, and it just fed that fire that I had in me, and I knew that one day I would be a mother, and so I pledged to myself to not only give the gift back to my people, but to give that gift to my own keiki that I would have in the future. And so when I had my first son, he was 3 and ready to enroll at Punana Leo, Olahaina, and some of the kumu were familiar with me from UH Manoa, and they said, hey, we need a kumu. And I was like, whoa, that's not what I was planning to do. You know, I wasn't really sure, actually, what I was planning to do with my degree, but that it just, you know, I think it was my kupuna, my ancestors, that kind of pulled me towards that kuleana and that role and put me in this really uncomfortable place, but it was actually the most comfortable setting for me to learn and embrace olelo was with my keiki and other 3- and 4-year-olds. And I strengthened my language there, and from there it became my path in life to become an educator and to teach immersion, and then eventually went back to teach for Kamehameha schools, literacy and cultural arts as well. So now I am working independently as a contracted educator with the DOE, and I founded my own school with my good tita from back in Lahaina Luna, Lahaina days. I'm a Lahaina girl, and Kalani Ho. And so we created this incredible school because she desired to bring that into her home. She's raising her Hawaiian keiki in Tahoe after she lost her beloved husband, and she had 2 small keiki to take care of. And she said, you know, my husband and I agreed that this is what we wanted to give our children, and I need to carry this through, and would you teach my kids? And I was like, whoa, this is only in March now when lockdown happened. And so that's how it all began. She's an incredible entrepreneur. She used to be my manager, general manager at the Old Lahaina Luau when I was MC there and teaching, you know, immersion. And she said, let's start a school together. You know, I have the business skills. You are an incredible teacher, and I just want to give you the space to be able to share that with any family that wants to bring it into their home. So it just took my education career in Kuleana like tenfold within the last 6 months. So it's pretty incredible.
Can you talk about Kahale Hoaka? How does the program work? Can you walk us through what a student would go through?
Okay. So the very first program that we completed is a full course that you could either bring into homeschool, a homeschool environment, or even a classroom environment in a regular, you know, school setting, public, private, whatever. It's very comfortable. It's all pre-recorded. And it's a keiki program. And so it really teaches beginners of all ages, but I call it the keiki program because it's super engaging. It's what I experienced in an immersion classroom, a lot of songs, mele, a lot of hula, a lot of mo'olelo and storytelling. You know, very engaging, because that really is the core of our language, or it's expressed through these forms of art. And so there's a strong essence of that in the keiki program. It's 16 classes, and they're all like about a half an hour long. And it's all pre-recorded, like I said. And then we have, like, I also teach Oli and Mele and, you know, how to speak functional, conversational, everyday Olelo Hawaii in your home. I give free, like, printouts and coloring pages with Olelo No'eau or proverbs that you can put around the home to create an immersive environment, flashcards. So we just went for it. I just tried to duplicate all the core elements of an immersion environment and, you know, offer it to people who want to bring it right into their space anywhere in the world.
Can you talk about that, why it's important to kind of reach everyone? I know you said your business partner is in Tahoe, and, you know, the Hawaiian diaspora is widespread. Why is it important to reach Kanaka all over?
Because I think that there's something so incredibly valuable that the Hawaiian people and our culture can really teach the world. And a lot of these values and beliefs are really universal. But at the core of it all, you know, kamaka maoli function in a place of aloha. Aloha aina, aloha ke kahi ke kahi. And so that's really the core of what I teach, is how to build good human beings, you know, with these core values, with these universal, you know, traditions and beliefs that we can all relate to. But there's so many kanaka, like I said, you know, that are more kanaka around the world than in Hawaii. And they're hungry. They're hungry to reconnect with home. And they've had to either move away generations ago. So some of them weren't even raised in Hawaii. Their parents had moved away, you know. So they're like second, third generation away. But they're longing to reconnect. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways nowadays. It's just incredible, the resources that are out there. But I wanted to offer something that was a little bit deeper. So I have, you know, the more intensive courses, but I also balanced it out with a lot of free content because I wanted it to be accessible to anyone at any budget. So I actually create more free content than paid content because, like I said, at the core of it all, it's aloha, you know, and that's why I do what I do, is to bring those values back, because I know just from looking at my own family and my community and the ones who have been raised with those values, you can see a difference, and that's the difference that we need right now.
What programs do you have planned for the future?
So recently we released Keaone. Keaone means the world or the universe around us, this realm. And so in this program, we explore indigenous science from a Hawaiian perspective. It's super exciting because it's all these subjects that I've taught in the classroom before, and I got to throw them all together, all my favorite stuff, which is, it's based in the sciences. So we hit all, like, it's perfect for any classroom, K through 12, perfect, or any beginning learner. So it's already being used in some DOE classes, and we hit all the science core standards. We hit language art standards because we take them through the writing process. They create creative writing about indigenous science contents, like, why are pohaku or rocks significant to the Hawaiian culture? What is the significance of sand? Looking at different earth materials, we even learn about the makani, the wind, and learn their names, because in Hawaii we have names for our makani, you know, the ko'olau, the kona, the malanai winds. And so growing up here or having a connection to Hawaii, it's so important. We've lost so much of this stuff. So in this indigenous program, it's all this stuff that we really should know. And so I packed it all up in a beautiful curriculum called Keaone. And then I am going to be offering three different paths to learning. I'm super excited about this for adult learners, makua. So it's a papa makua. Papa means class. Makua means adult or parent. And the first choice is a crash course weekend. So, you know, a lot of us are busy, but hey, in a weekend, what if you could learn all the fundamentals, how to say who, what, when, where, why, you know, and things like that, and how to answer them. That would be amazing. So that's, I'm going to pack that into a weekend. That's the first choice. And you could do one, two, or three. The second choice is to do a full 12-class course with me, and it's going to be about 40, 45-minute classes, and that'll be once a week. And that'll be pre-recorded, so you can watch it whenever you want, begin and end whenever you want. And then the third choice, you can have all three, like I said, if you want to go for it, or just take the crash course if that works for you. But the last one is an add-on, and it's actually a live, a weekly live with me that will focus on the previous work, the previous week's work as I release the adult program. So you got to catch that live one, you know, right when it's released, and then we can really get a little bit more one-on-one and questions and answers done in those tutoring type of sessions. So I'm really excited. That's what's coming up. So right now we're actually running a special. It's $97 for a one-time fee to have annual access to the Keiki program, and you actually access a lot of other things once you're in the membership area. And then if that doesn't work for you and you think, oh, maybe I just need like 7 or 8 months of this membership and access, you can do a monthly subscription for $12. So whatever works for you. Like I said, we have tons of free material because, you know, everyone should have an opportunity to learn the Hawaiian culture, especially Kanaka Maoli, especially if you're growing up in Hawaii. So important to connect. So we have stuff on YouTube. Our channel is Kahale Hoaka on YouTube. Follow us. And then we have an FB page, Kahale Hoaka. Super easy. It's all the same name. And then our website is kahalehoaka.com. And that's when you can get, you know, purchase classes, get into our email family. Highly encourage you to go there, kahalehoaka.com, get into our email family, because then you'll get like first dibs and invites to all of our stuff. You get exclusive offers, workshop stuff. So, yeah. And then we also have an Instagram, of course, kahalehoaka. So we're really excited to keep growing our family, our ohana.
Mylene Ehu, co-founder of the online Hawaiian learning school, Kahale Hoaka. We'll have links to the school's website and social media at hawaiipublicradio.org.